In his State of the State address, Governor Matt Mead urged the legislature to find ways to stabilize education funding, which relies heavily on revenues from the energy industry. But attempts to diversify the tax base to protect school finance from booms and busts have gone nowhere. Lawmakers who oppose generating new revenue sources say school finance is too opaque. Wyoming Public Radio's education reporter Tennessee Watson takes a closer look.
As the Wyoming legislature wraps up the first week of the budget session, nothing has been done to heed Governor Mead's call to find a long-term funding solution for education. An improved outlook for the energy industry has taken some of the heat off, but nothing has been done to address what happens next time there's a bust.
I can tell you this is the 800-pound gorilla in the room, and our problem funding K-12 education is not going away this year. We've got an ongoing problem.
Senator Hank Coe has been trying to corner the gorilla for the last year. He chairs the Education Committee as well as the School Finance Recalibration Committee, which paid consultants $800,000 to examine the school funding model. They told lawmakers not to make cuts. So the gorilla made appearances over in Revenue Committee meetings too, where lawmakers considered a wide range of tax options, including raising sales and property taxes to generate more money for education. But most of those ideas died in committee, and the rest have been rejected by the legislature. Cheyenne Senator Affie Ellis, who serves on the Revenue Committee, says most tax measures failed because she and others had too many questions about how districts spend state-allocated money to ask Wyomingites to pitch in.
I need to be able to look them in the eye and say, we've looked at every which way possible to make sure that your tax dollars are being used efficiently in schools, and I don't think we've gotten there.
Ellis also serves on the Senate Education Committee. She says part of what makes school finance murky is the state's block grant funding model. There's a formula to determine how much each district should get. But she says once districts get the money, administrators, with approval from their school board, spend it how they see fit.
So when we're looking at trying to find ways of making responsible cuts, it's very difficult because we often hear, well, we don't actually use the money allocated for that purpose. We use it for this. And so it makes it very difficult for us to make cuts that won't impact classrooms because those dollars are, who knows how they're being spent.
And while figuring out district expenditures is not as easy as asking Google where to get a cup of coffee, it's also not quite as mysterious as Ellis makes it seem.
Every year, we do examine school districts' expenditures versus the way the model allocates and resources.
That's Jed Ciccarelli, who oversees school finance for the Wyoming Department of Education. He says the CREW report, which stands for the Continued Review of Educational Resources in Wyoming, is available on the department's website going back 10 years.
We can tell you each of the 48 school districts what they're spending on instruction. How does that compare on a per student basis to districts of the same size? So if you're interested in what your district's spending on admin, you can benchmark that a little bit to some other school districts that are the same size.
Ciccarelli says you can look at all sorts of spending categories, from fuel usage to supplies and materials. And if you're interested in transactional level data, that's available through the districts.
That's where I think the local control aspect really comes into play. That's probably why you have school districts that are required to have those approvals by the Board of Trustees for these expenditures so that there is some oversight.
Districts are required to make budgets, salaries, and purchases over $500 publicly available. And school board meetings are open to the public.
That would be a venue to bring up questions or challenges to our budget.
That's Marguerite Herman, who serves on the school board for Laramie District 1 in Cheyenne. Herman says while school board members have ongoing conversations about efficiencies, she can't remember the last time a member of the public showed up to a meeting to scrutinize the budget. Janine Bay Teske from Teton 1 says it's similar in her district.
We would love for people to come to our school board meetings and ask those kinds of questions, but people just don't come.
So while lawmakers searching for places to make cuts say they'd like more transparency, it doesn't seem like Wyomingites are expressing those same concerns on the local level. And Brian Farmer from the Wyoming School Board Association says he's not sure legislators' concerns were shaped by their constituents.
It does not appear to me that that is a widespread or organically driven position so much as something pushed by an interest group.
A campaign called Open the Books, based out of Burr Ridge, Illinois, recently launched a Transparency Before Taxes campaign in Wyoming. Jeremy Smith, business manager for Sheridan School District Number 1, says nothing about his budget is secret.
There is not a penny that's unaccounted for, nor is there a penny that's not transparent, to the point where you could find out how much do we spend on gasoline mowing lawns at Tongue River High School in Dayton.
And he says the problem might actually be that there's too much information and not enough done to make it digestible.
I do blame ourselves. We don't spend enough time explaining that succinctly enough to our patrons. So we could do a better job of that.
At the state level, the WD is working to make its databases more user-friendly. In fact, the department has to in order to comply with the new federal Every Student Succeeds Act. Those changes are expected to come online next fall. In the meantime, Jeremy Smith says you can always reach out to your district's business manager if you have questions. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Tennessee Watson.